No, like there's a famous mashal. I'm sure you heard this mashal, but it's like so good and so important. The Chazanish says it, and I'm trying to remember who else said it. It might be Sal Salanter. It might even come from him. That I don't know. I think it's, everyone said it like this. You know, we have to look at what we're doing in learning. Like we're it's a process. And we're trying to get somewhere, and an example is someone who's like Torah is done into water. So let's say you have a pot of water. This was an example. I'm sure you heard this mashal once. You have a pot of water and you put it on the fire, and then you get nervous after 5 minutes. You get nervous. Really, it takes only 7 minutes to boil, right? But after 5 minutes, I can't do this anymore. I can't do it. Okay, it's not working. It's not working. It's warm. It's hot. Okay, I can't do it. And you come back an hour later. You know you really want coffee, and I'm not asking to have coffee. I have less bubbles. Just try again. And this guy, you go. Yeah, we can do it. After 5 minutes, no patience. I don't know why they say it works. It doesn't even work. I can't even do it. And keeps on doing this every single day. You come and you put on the, I put the fire on, and the pot is, and the water is bubbling, and you don't wait until it boils. So it's never going to boil. You can't make it. So being matzliach in what you're doing is about not stopping, being consistent, and being strong about making sure you always do it. That's one thing. But then the Chazanish says that it's way more than that. What the hard part about us really learning and about being constantly doing it is that we don't enjoy it enough. Says the Chazanish that until you have many hours of straight learning, you're never going to feel the real hana, enjoyment of Torah. Now, I do believe, and I always say, and I tell everybody that Hashem gives us presents. Sometimes we really enjoy learning. We do enjoy it. I have over here a Leiv Elio of El Yapyan, and he says that he explains that when you learn and stop, you can't really enjoy it. It's like, you know, can you imagine trying to be able to? I always compare this, and he's saying something very similar. Trying to be someone who's working out, and you're trying to be able to. You're trying to be able to, you know, build your stamina. So you have to. So let's even running, and you're running. You want to run a. You're running a mile. And so, but you're always stopping. You're never going to be able to run that mile if you're constantly stopping. After you hit the mile, you feel good about yourself and you enjoy it, and you're proud of yourself, and you also feel good that you ran a mile. It's the thing that makes you feel good. He says it's very similar in Torah. Torah is working on your brain, and it's trying to get it become part of you. That was the whole akdama that we've been giving. That it's making a part of you. It's not any different. It's much more than running that mile. You feel good when you got to a certain point. You learn for an hour straight, and you got it, and you know it. Then you feel good. But if every 2 minutes, you know, I could say, you know, this maybe it's a good way to start. I know you'll tell me if it's good enough. when you have shiur, you know the shiur that every other minute someone interrupts and disturbs. So then you don't enjoy the shiur. What? You can talk. What? Okay. Oh, okay. You don't have to say it. It could be maybe recorded if you say a name. So, I'm not talking about one person. It's really everybody. You should know that if people. I think it comes from two things. It comes from A, the people disturbing are not appreciating things enough. But on the other side, that when people disturb, everyone else is not going to appreciate it. And then they're going to disturb. And then everyone becomes, what's it called? If for some reason you have a share that people don't disturb, then sometimes you really feel, that was good. And you don't even realize that that's the reason. People don't hop that. And someone watching from the outside could understand that, can see it, that when you do something full and straight and you get something in a bundle and it's good, so then you got somewhere. And then you appreciate it. And then you enjoy it. But when things just stop and go, then you don't enjoy it and you don't get anywhere. And I think that's very important. The Meiri says, it's a Meiri Zerishin, it's very B'chiddush. He says that when you learn for an hour, You lived for an hour. It says compared to something, let's say you have a job to do, you're working, or you have a job, or you're trying to paint, whatever it is. You work for an hour, you get a tenth done. Let's say it takes 10 hours, you get a tenth done in an hour. If you work for 5 hours, you get half done, right? If you work for 7 hours, you have 7%, 70% done. In Torah, it's not that way. You work for an hour, you got an hour. You learn for 2 hours straight, as we say, straight, without stopping. Then you have double. And if you work for 3 hours, then you have double that. It's like four times the amount. In other words, the second hour counts double the first hour. The fifth hour counts 10 times the first hour. So if you want to know, I can't learn. I'm not so good at learning. You know why? Because we're only doing 1 hour at a time. We're counting the minutes that we learn. But if we would learn for 2 hours straight and the second hour is double the first hour, so we get so much more. We accomplish more. We remember more. We enjoy it more. And we have the siyata d'shmaya more in learning that. So it's really the reason why it's the same kind of thing as I said in here. The reason why we stop learning is we don't enjoy it. But the reason why we don't enjoy it is because we stop learning and we don't continue. If we would just continue and keep up what we did and not stop in the middle, so then we would enjoy it more. Then we wouldn't want to stop. And then we would love it so much. You read the Chazon Ish and he explains how the more you learn, the more you don't want to stop. And you want to know how do people learn so much? He says, you can't imagine. It's not possible for a person to imagine the beauty and the enjoyment of someone learning. You can't do that. We can't imagine because we never felt that hana. We never learned for 6 hours straight, let alone for an hour straight without stopping. We almost never do that. So that's basically a very important understanding. And if you want to enjoy it and you want to accomplish, then it has to be straight. And I think you know, like we said last time that the difference between running and walking is that when you run, you have to stop. When you walk, you could constantly walk, and that's a tremendous difference. I'll say one last beautiful verse that I saw. Says as follows. It says it compares Torah to water. It says, "Hoy l'chol tzame l'chol amayim." Anyone who's really, really hungry, really thirsty, go to the water. Now, why do we compare Torah to water? I don't hear. I'm fine. Okay. Well, you can't hear me. Where are you going? Okay. Jimmy, you with me? Okay. The question is, why are we comparing Torah to water? It's not to drinking water. So Chafetz Chaim says a beautiful word to drinking. Go to drink water and Torah is compared to that. I would say, you know, there's a lot of much more special drinks, more expensive drinks. There's the chashav wines. Why don't we say drinking Torah is compared to wine? But we're saying someone who's learning is like someone who's thirsty for water. So there's a few different reasons. Chafetz Chaim says one beautiful reason. That every other drink, you only drink when you're thirsty. And that's why you only make a bracha on water if you're thirsty. Let's say you're passing by a water fountain and you're not thirsty and you drink water, you don't have to make a bracha. If you want to drink water in order to take a pill, you don't have to make a bracha unless you're thirsty. You only drink it when you're thirsty. So you, as he says like this, you can only appreciate Torah when you're thirsty. If you really want it. And if you don't really want it, then you don't appreciate it as much. That's one reason. And then I had another thought that is very similar, that water is something you always need water. Other drinks you don't always need. It's nice. You can enjoy it. You can get it. But you don't always need it. That's what if you go for 3 days without water, you're dead. You can't go without water. You must have it. stopping drinking water will kill. And therefore, Torah, you have to understand also to stop what we're doing and to do other things instead of drinking water is not an option. And instead of drinking Torah is also not a, it's also not an option. Those are two thoughts, a few thoughts for a nice, wonderful day. And everything should be good. You should have a great, great everything. And Mr. Shem, we'll be back. We're getting ready for this man. I'll see you at the beginning of this month, Jimmy. Be well, Shem.